You are out in space, floating, weightless, calm and secure, seeing things clearer than ever before. Watching the Earth, listening to its uninterrupted stream of noise from the silence of infinite space. From here, there are no visible countries. It's not like a map or a globe. There are no lines for territories, no colours to mark out countries, historical separations, human definitions. Just rock, sea, forest and desert. Evolving, eroding, reforming, colliding. Life, death, birth, turning. Movements and currents, massive and caught up in the energy of creation. You are looking for signs of ownership, but none are visible. You are looking for clues of permanence, but all is slowly changing. To whom does this all belong? Who has the right to claim its power, plunder its resources? You are out in space, breathless and patient, awestruck and motionless, in front of this big blue bright ball, this great glittering God-filled gift, this unbounded blessing you can only call home. In the palm of your hand, you hold a small seed. This seed contains all the information needed to reproduce its own kind. You plant the seed in some soil. As you do so, feel the moist earthiness of the soil. Think of the darkness the seed experiences before it can spring to life. On the brink of creation, there is darkness. As you plant the seed, you are participating in one of the greatest mysteries of the cosmos. You are co-creating with God. Together, you give birth to life. As the seed grows and flowers, it is a symbol of your love and care of nature, creation, of the planet, of home.
Proceed to station number 10. Across the large room, next to the water fountain, is the 10th station.